Welcome, 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 bienvenue to another edition of La Vellonera here on KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette Lake Charles via the web krvs.org. This is your host, Diego Martin Perez, and on today's edition, we travel to the land of Haiti, better known as Haiti, which comes from the Arawak term meaning mountainous land. The time between Mardi Gras and Holy Week, they celebrate the Rara. It's the Rara season, and the Raras, also the name for the these parades, are just blasting up all throughout the provinces of the country. And we're going to listen to some recordings from the 1970s of Raras, as well as a live recording that I got from a group of musicians called La Cumizique, who performed live in New Orleans last year, 2020, during the Carnival season. We're going to start with a song called Belle Maman, and then we're going to listen to a little bit of compa and tuba do music. The Rara will hit later on in the show. Stay tuned for some tidbits of info and history. Hope you enjoy this episode.
Yeah.
listen to a little tidbit from the liner notes of this Caribbean Rebels compilation, from which I've picked a lot of the music we'll listen to in the later part of the show, featuring the Raras of Haiti. In the week before Easter, roads all over Haiti swell with bands of revelers, dancers, singers, and percussionists, and players of bamboo and tin trumpets, followed by the ubiquitous vendors of fresco, aka snow cones, and clarin, aka moonshine. These bands are led by presidents, colonels, queens, and other members of the complex Rara band hierarchies. After preparatory rituals in the voodoo temples, they move from house to house and from one neighborhood to another, collecting money and occasionally engaging in low-level conflict with other groups. This time of year, this type of group and this type of music is known in Haiti as Rara. Despite its seasonal association, Rara can take place at any time of the year and animates political rallies, demonstrations, and celebrations of all types. As an important cultural expression of the Haitian peasants and lower classes, which make up approximately 90% of Haiti's population, Rara has emerged as a potent symbol of Haitian identity and authenticity as a means for mobilizing large numbers of people. Hope you enjoy the music and stay tuned for the Rara.
Samadio, yo di a m'engager, Samadieu. Il va parler bas, Nak Sayan. Samadieu. Allez bas, Sayan. Samadieu. Yo di a m'engage, oh Samadieu.
Allez bas, Sayan.
Sauver la vie moins,
fey, sauve la vie moi, fey, sauve la vie moi, fey.
And you are listening to La Bellonera, this edition dedicated to the Haitian music, the tradition that we're going to be diving into slowly. Is the Rara tradition, which starts Ash Wednesday, goes all the way to Holy Week. We got parades starting at 9 p.m., walking throughout the towns, bringing anybody that wants to come along and showing off different aspects of the different crews with their particular deities or iwas that they represent. This is tied to a Creolized version of voodoo. Well, voodoo is a Creolization of African and Catholic syncretisms. But yeah, let's talk about real quick the musical instruments. Single note bamboo trumpets of varying lengths called vaxans are the most distinctive instrumental sound of Rara. Think of a didgeridoo or just like a simple piece of bamboo. Depending on how long it's cut, it plays a different frequency. And each person plays a single note and they just will collaborate, will like time it right so that they make these particular harmonies that are called hockets, I guess. They're melodic rhythmic patterns. They can be playing on the side of the or the of the vaxan with a stick, and that's called the kata. That's another segment of info from the liner notes to Carnival Rebels.
Yeah.
And if you're just joining, we are in the Rara edition of La Bellonera, Rara being the particular season and musical groups and musical style played in Haiti after Mardi Gras all the way through Holy Week. It can play outside of that time, but that's usually when they celebrate the Rara. We're talking about musical instruments. We already talked about these bamboo trumpets called the vaccines. We got the kata, which is what plays the clave, striking a stick on this mouthpiece of the bamboo tube. We also got the kombi, which are the communal work brigades that the raras will play at, very similar to the Bambara people in West Africa and the Banda people in Zaire. The cornet is an instrument similar in function to vaccin, but is made of hammered zinc, similar to what you hear in the eastern part of Cuba, which they call la trompeta china, the Chinese trumpet, which if you were at Festival International a few years back, you had one of those groups from Santiago come visit and play throughout the streets. That is very similar to what a rara is, and it makes sense that the eastern part of Cuba and the western part of La Española, Haiti, would have that in common. And it also makes a lot of sense that the drums are called the congo and that the scrapers are called the graj and the maracas are called the chacha. These are all things that move over to the west, eastern part of Cuba, and then travel the whole island of Cuba, bringing with them the music that is called el son, son montuno, which becomes danzón, which becomes salsa. Haiti really doesn't get a lot of credit. We're about to start the rara with a recording, field recording of a rara 1930s called La Fête Rose. Thank you. That was Notre Dame de Sept Douleurs, the first rah-rah tune recorded 1970s in Haiti, in the southern provinces of Haiti, where the rah-rahs are rampant, playing from 9 p.m. all the way through the morning, made up of these bamboo single note instruments called the vascans. Every note that you're hearing is one person synchronized with the person next to them playing those alternating rhythms, making these awesome harmonies. You got the drums, you got the güiros, you got the maracas, also called cha-chas over there. And we're going to listen to Rara from now until the end of the show. If you didn't like it, I do advise you change the frequency. Otherwise, stay here on KRVS. As we explore the music of the people of Haiti, especially very specific to this time in the calendar, after Ash Wednesday all the way to Holy Week, the Raras go out singing their grievances, salutating their neighbors, singing the news of the neighboring towns, and just coming together to honor their Iwas, their deities, and also kind of spread the good vibes and the message of righteousness and organization and authenticity for the people of Haiti. We got two more tunes from that compilation coming up, and after that we'll reconvene and I'll read a little bit more from the liner notes, since I'm not an expert, but definitely along for the ride, for the rah-rah ride here on La Bellonera. Thank you. Just heard a rara recorded in Andre Bocachica in the Dominican Republic, the western part bordering with Haiti. This is music called rara, played during the season, time of the year known by the same name. The song that you just heard was this, talking about how a goat ate the whole garden and everybody was crying. Up next, we got Carrefour de Fort, which is the name of a region in Haiti where the live recording was taken at. I'm going to talk about the texts in rara music. In general, rara songs contain satirical, obscene, or political subjects, but one also finds religious and romantic songs. It is common to compose songs about recent community events, especially when an individual has committed an act of worthy of censure. The political, topical, and obscene lyrics rely on double entendre and metaphor to convey meaning. That's what I said. It's the original newspaper, just like Plena in Puerto Rico was, just like Rumba in Cuba was and is, just like Calypso in Trinidad, Mento in Jamaica. We got the Rara in Haiti. And it's the OG cancel culture. They were allowed to go out and play and have time off during Holy Week and Saturdays due to the Code Noir. And that's when they would go out and take advantage of that free time to go play in front of the houses of the people they were aggrieved with and sing them their grievances. And when they were said, you can't do that, they would say, well, la loi dit, the law says that I can't. This is Rara Music on La Vellonera. I hope that you are enjoying this wall of sound.
Thank you.
a recording from 1977 in the town of Carrefour de Four in Haiti. Got Rara Music for you. Got two more tracks. These live recordings captured by me last Mardi Gras when people were allowed to go out into bars and have a good time without a mask on, not worrying about a virus that would end the life of many people and change the whole fabric of time. Not to bum you out, but this marks the beginning of my journey into this music. I am definitely not an expert, don't know anything about Rara music, but some friends who've lived in Haiti told me about it. But the recordings we're about to explore were my first encounter with the style of music, and it was a band called La Cumusique who formed after the 2010 earthquake that was devastating for the people of Haiti. And they've been coming to New Orleans and playing a lot. So I got a waltz for you, and then I got a Rara tune after that to end the show. Thanks for tuning in. Hope to have you here next week. Same time, same frequency. Palante como elefante.
Yeah.